Hi, Emily, it's Crystal. How are you? Good, thank you. Charmaine had a magpie, and she doesn't really want the magpie. And that's it, which is why I'm a bit confused with how it landed with her in the first place. But I said to her, I need to check over because I had a body score of one, and she went ahead and tried to raise it, and I said, well, one's normally a straight up mute, so possibly going to be some issues. I know, that's why I was like, that's exactly why she didn't bring it to bed. I'm like, but there's a reason for it. I said, because a couple of weeks later, or a month or two later, their bodies can still crash and they die anyway. Oh. Okay. Right. Because I said to her, I'd help her, like, ring around and see if someone could take it because my understanding is she's still force feeding it. Yeah. And I just said, yeah. And I said to her, I said, if it's being force fed, it's going to take a special care of because one, they need to know how to do it. And two, that's a lot of effort. Like, not many people have time to force feed. Yeah, trying to explain to you, you don't chew feed magpies either. I just got a phone call, so I don't know her at all. So she is either a part of or rang Biro. She somehow got Biro rang me and said, "There's a lady with a magpie. This is the situation. Can you help her out at all?" And I said, "Well, I'm happy to have a chat to her because you know it doesn't sound. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure it's even going to be viable." And I said, "You know." It'd be a case of the usual ring around, see what carers are available. I said, but if it's, see what the go is. So then the lady, Charmaine, rang me and explained it. And I said to her, I said, look, it's definitely going to need a vet check for fecals and just to make sure it's all okay. And I said, then I said, you know, we're going to have to find a specialised carer, someone that knows how to force feed if that's what has to keep happening and someone that's willing to do that. Yeah, go for it. Sorry.
Oh, good.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, because when she said, oh, like, whereabouts are you located? I'm like, North Side. I'm like, said to her, she's going to have to, I said, if it still requires force feet, it's going to have to go with somebody else who's got magpies. I said, like, it's, I don't know. She kind of seemed to assume it was going to be my problem. I'm like, no, I'm not going to give you advice on the bird, but no, it's not going to be my problem. I've actually got one that, a nestling that I'm pretty sure is not viable. So that's kind of what I'm dealing with at the moment. So that's why I was like, because I've got four magpies, but I think they'll be too rough for him. And they're going to get released in 2 weeks. So I can't hold them back because I'm literally trying to get birds into aviaries. So I was like, because when you told me that, I'm like, my four would teach that one to self-feed, but they're big ones. Like, they're ready to go in 2 weeks. So if he doesn't catch up, he'll be left behind and he's going to need more than 2 weeks. And that's why I suggested I'm not really the best one because then my other mother nestlings still doesn't know how to self-feed. And then my other one, I think, is going to have to get put down. So I'm like, so my lot aren't going to match. I think Jessie Ryan's got, I think she's got enough, and I think Raina's got enough as well. And then there's me, and then Brenda, hers are a little bit special cases. All the people that I was kind of thinking of, we're all, I've got like our groups. I'm just trying to figure out where he would fit in. He may fit in, yeah. So speaking of, where are you guys standing on wildlife? So, for example, like I've got a nestling magpie that I'm pretty sure needs to be used, but I just want to run something by. Am I able to bring it into you guys to have a look at just to say, because my theory on what's going on is it had diarrhea for a week or subcutting and everything, but I think it's now got metabolic bone disease and blind because of the fluid loss. So it's a bit of an interesting case, and that's why I thought it might be one that Vanessa might want to actually investigate because it's an interesting one. Because I actually like to actually learn. Quite often the vets at the zoo don't want to learn. They just want to go, nah, not viable, Nick. Whereas she likes to kind of like, well, this is an interesting one. And I think I might have an interesting one for her. I have no idea. I just realised today, like, it was due to open its eyes and it's opened its eyes and I'm like, I'm pretty sure you're blind and got gripping with its feet because I've had it since like 2 days old, but I think it was a bit late getting to me. And I think it's a bit compromised. So okay, Friday afternoon might work because at 9:30 on Friday I have to take my dog over to Cinnamon Park to get a CT scan. And I have no idea, they're knocking out for that. So I have no idea how long that whole process, because Cinnamon Park's about an hour away. So it's 2 hours. Yeah, can I have that one? Yeah. In the meantime, I might start giving this little guy a bit of pain relief and liquid calcium, but I think it's definitely going to be a youth, and I've got some theories behind why I just want to run them by her. Because as I said, the vets at the zoo, they're no longer avian specialists. They're all just general. They don't know much about birds at all. So we're kind of all struggling a little bit. So I just wanted to talk to someone about this bird is to see what's going on. Because then, if when we find information, I can share it with other carers. Going, the second this happens, this is what you need to do to stop this then happening. Yeah, that'd be good. Cause it's really, and if you get any grey butcher birds, I can take that because I've got three, but I've got space for another one. And because this one's going to get put down, I've got a buddy for it, but it's not viable. My buddy's about 140 odd grams. So if you get something like that size, I can take it. But my big maggies, I want to kind of release in 2 weeks. So I kind of don't want to add to that. Yeah. Cool. Oh, and if you get any noisy firebirds, I'll take your noisy firebirds too. Yeah, because I've got one in care and they don't come in often and I need another buddy. Cool. Thanks. Awesome. Thank you. All right. See you Friday. Bye.